So you want to increase your value. Well, let me be the first to tell you, there's nowhere to go from here. There's nowhere for you to go. Your worth, your value, all that you are made up to be, meaning your entire potential, is meeting you right here in this moment. What it takes to actually achieve that is just a realization that it's already in you. It's already you. You're already worthy. What does worthy even have to do with it, though? Worthy has a ton to do with it. Because if one is not worthy, one can barely have faith. If one's not worthy, one can't trust. If one isn't worthy, one can't communicate. If one is not worthy, one can't think right. The thoughts about being unworthy, right? Unworthy feelings, unworthy thoughts that you might have about yourself are the only things that are hindering you from getting what you want. And so that's why unworthiness is something that has to be eradicated. And it's really not even letting, it's not even a removing of something. All that's really happening here is you are understanding, you are undergoing a change that is causing a separate realization than what you had before. And this separate realization is just simply that you are already worthy of all the things that you want, all the things you think you need, all the things that you want to have and to be and to do. You're already worth all those things. Like, they're already yours. You're worth it. You have it. You are it. Now go be it. It's a matter of perspective. That's all that life is. Every single thing. If I move the camera slightly, watch this. You have a new perspective. Things look a little bit different. Things popped up. Things went away. Right? If I move it back, then can I even get it back to the exact perspective? It doesn't seem that way, right? It's going to be a little off from now on. And guess what? You're going to realize that because the perspective has changed, meaning your perception of this reality is now altered. Perception's all that matters. We don't need to change who we are. We need to change our perception of who we are. Because that's all you are in the first place, is a thought, a perception. You are a perspective. When you were younger, you were a different perspective than you are now. In 10 years, you'll be a different perspective than the person that you are now. Maybe in grand ways, maybe in very small ways. The choice is up to you. The decision is always ours in what we want to do, be, and have. So what do you want to do, be, and have? And let me ask you another question. Who do you want to be? Can I give you the answer? You want to be you. You want to be yourself. You want to be you. And the reality is, you already are you. You are who you are. You must realize that if you want the person, if you want the house, if you want the car, if you want the job, you want the kids, you want the family, you want the love, you want the joy, you want the travel. If you want all those things, and truly desire all those things, you already have them. It just becomes a matter of how much of it can you realize right now that's yours already. I've realized enough for a home, right? I realized enough for a home. I realized enough for not a career change, but a transfer, right? From one site to another, which allows new opportunities that I would not have had I stayed where I was. But I chose those things. I had to become the perspective, meaning become the person who had the house, who had the better position at work, who made the more money. Something just flew in here. Because I have this back door open for that thing. You see her? She loves it back there. She's awesome, right? Look at her. Say hi, Mama. I left the back door open for you, and now stuff's gonna fly in here. I'm gonna close it. You can stay. I'm just gonna close it. Or you can go outside. But you get the point, right? I'm saying the same thing over and over and over again. The real reason why I keep repeating it is because it has to be ingrained. Because we've been so led astray by people who do not have our best interests at hand. And that's fine. It's a part of the process. But we've been led so far astray that the only way to get back is through repetition, through habits, through better habits, right? What habits right now do you have that you can let go of and your life would actually improve? See, everyone's out here searching to get more because that's a society that we've been driven into is to get. I need more, more, more. Even information now has become the give me more, right? People seek so much information, but where's the application? Where's the doingness of the information? But as we get, sometimes we need to let go. Sometimes we don't need any new good habits. Sometimes if we just let go of the bad habits, quote, bad habits, the unhealthy habits, the habits that are not serving you anymore, because at one point they did, they no longer do. When you let those go, oftentimes the good habits just happen because it's a counterpart, right? It's a counterpart to the other thing. You let one thing go, you pick up another, or you let that thing go and you don't need anything else. That's what I've realized with a lot of stuff. Man, I've let a lot of stuff go and realizing that I didn't need it in the first place. People, places, things. Really. So, if it's a matter of altering my perspective, Makaija, then maybe tell me how I can do that, right? Okay. One way, just realize it's a constant work. Constant, never stops, never ending. I don't care what you think, what you say, what anyone ever told you. It does not stop. It just doesn't. It's never ending because this is the essence of life. The essence of life is to come back to the self. The self is within. The self is within. The search is within. The find is within. Everything's within. It never, ever ends. But okay, how do we change this perspective? Well, one way, first, you have to decide who it is that you are. Not who everyone told you to be. Not who you think you ought to be. Who are you? I know the answer to that question for you. And you could answer it for me. You are a child of the Creator, of the Source. The Source has breathed its life into you so that you may have life. Without the Source having some creativity, without the Source having some sort of breath within you, you are not alive. You are and one with the Source. As the child of the created Most High, we must realize you are God's favorite. You have favor. The Creator has chosen you for some reason. Don't look at me. I don't freaking know why. He chose me too. But you're chosen. You're one of God's favorites. And I'm sorry to say, yes, God does have favorites. Now, here's what you might think a favorite is versus what it actually is. A favorite might be a soul that has been so focused and so steadfast with their gaze upon the Creator that the Creator has no way to ignore them, right? Because they're not blocking themselves off from the Creator. The Creator's just flowing with them. Boom. float. Now, on the other side, right? So keep in mind, this is not a choice that God is up there saying, you're my favorite, you're my least, you're my favorite, you're my least. It's like, no, who's opened up themselves to the point where I can easily see them and I'm flowing with them? That's what's taking place. Now, Yahweh is flowing through everybody, everything, right? I call God Yahweh. I call it many names. But it's flowing through everything and anything and everything. But when it comes to the miracles, the mystical experiences, it's very tough to receive those types of things and experience those types of things with a very closed heart and a closed channel to the Creator and the Creator's helpers, because there's helpers out there, guys. We're not alone in this world. I don't care what anybody tells you. You know you can feel presences. You know that you can feel energy, right? You can feel things that aren't physically seen. That lets you know right there, there are other things that exist, right? And there are helpers that we have, that the Creator has. Angels, you've heard of them. Fairies, right? Even gnomes. Yeah, don't get me started. These things that help us, they also need an open pathway, an open channel, right? So when I say that I'm one of God's favorites, you're one of God's favorites, I say that because number one, you're watching this video. You can't be watching this video without some sort of opened awareness, right? And made it this far, 12 minutes into it. Or maybe you're just waking up and, hey, welcome to the party. Hey, where you been? We've been missing on you, right? Go tell your friends, invite them to the party because we need more. We would like more. We don't need more, but we would like more of you guys to come and join us on this side. So as life continues to show, right, that I am one of God's favorites, that you're one of God's favorites, walk in that truth. Like, just live it. Just act like it. I made a video on this before where it's like, you don't really have to fake it until you make it. You can start that way, but eventually you're going to have to know it or you blow it. Made that one up just now. But seriously, you're going to have to know that you are God's favorite. Screw the circumstances. So what, you just lost your job? So what, you have no money in the bank? So what, your boyfriend, your girlfriend just broke up with you? So what? Circumstances don't matter. You know what matters? Your steadfast gaze upon the Creator and its delighted love for you. The Creator created you to be a success. So it's not even about it wanting you to succeed. It's like, that's what you're here for. Did anyone create a car to not drive down the road? No! We made the car to drive down the damn street. Well, the Creator created us to be creative, to be favored, to be great, to be rich, to be in joy, to be in peace, to be in harmony. That's what we're created for. So when I say to you, walk in your favoritism, that's what I mean. That's what I mean. Doesn't that make sense? I know it does. This is real self-love, family. Self-love is not what they teach you, right? That's like, you gotta, okay, there's stages to things, okay? You could love the ego first, because most people start out with self-love. They start out with loving the ego first, and that's fine. You gotta love that thing, right? Because if you hate on that thing, if y'all fight back and forth, you'll never make it to your real self, ever. So you gotta self-love the ego. Then, yeah, you pet it. Okay, ego, I see you, bruh. All right, that's cool. You're great, you're smart. Okay, great, we love each other now. Cool, we're going to be on the same team now and work together instead of against each other. Perfect. Great. Let's move on. Now, wait, that wasn't real self-love, because that wasn't really me. I was just loving a part of me, right? I was loving something that was fabricated, something that's here as a tool. Huh, okay, well, maybe I should love this part of myself, the part of me that's sad, the part of me that's not knowing what I want, the part of me that just isn't sure of who I am. Let me pour love into that, right? Start pouring love into that. And that's where the watering, right, of the seed that was planted with the ego love starts to actually grow, because now I am creating myself to be what I want to be by pouring in the love to myself. And this is the harder way. This is the narrow path. This is the path that they always say. Mm-mm. This is the path that this is the path that the ones who want to destroy you, because they are there. This is the path that they chose not to walk because they thought it was too hard, because it is tough. It's not easy. But guess what? It's more worth it, because who created their deity? Who created their God? My God. My God created your God. Biatch. Who do you think is going to win? My God created your God. Ho. Who do you think will win? And we love you. I wish you would realize that and be like, yo, ditch that God and come over here, right? Come on. We're welcoming you. That's the glory of the Lord. The Lord doesn't care how long you stray. The Lord doesn't care how far away you go. God's hand is not so short that it cannot reach you way down in the depths. Come on now. Who are you serving? Which God are you serving? Because guess what? The one who doesn't like you very much is going to tell you all the reasons why what I'm telling you is not true. He's going to be right. As soon as you click off this video, you know what he's going to say? Yeah, well, that's a bunch of bull. You know what? Makaija don't know what she's talking about. Ha 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 ha. She's not a multimillionaire. She doesn't have a blah, 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 blah. Whatever the fuck it's going to say, it's going to start talking. And it's going to be like, just go back to what you was doing. Right? You're not that worthy. You're really not God's favorite. If you were God's favorite, then why did this happen? If you were God's favorite, why don't you have this yet? And the answer to those things are, is because you didn't realize it. That's it. I love you more than you know. Thank you for being here and watching. I always appreciate the likes and the subscribes. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your love. And thank you for loving yourself enough to watch this video, enough to listen to this podcast. I keep saying video. It's a freaking podcast. But this is how it's laying out so far. I really hope y'all like the mic. Hopefully the microphone has improve the quality of the sound, and maybe it's operator error if this time it didn't, due to my little jacket right here. But either way, guys, I love you so much. I'll see you very soon on the next podcast episode. Remember, mind is matter, and always remember, be the sun, not its rays. Mwah.